The Holy Gospel for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter. In John's Gospel, the feeding of the 5,000 leads to extended teaching in which Jesus identifies himself as the true bread of life. Finally, in these verses, he makes a connection that would not be understood until after his death in light of the church's celebration of Holy Communion. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, the sixth chapter of John just goes on and on and on and on. And today we're still in the sixth chapter, encountering the bread of life. And for me, by now, I feel a little stale, kind of like those rice cakes I brought today. I think I need some wisdom or a new kind of insight in order to understand what's going on today. And so this morning I would like to use an element called a paraprosdokion. A paraprosdokion is Greek for against expectations. Starts out in a way we're familiar with, and then suddenly it goes against expectations. And because it does that, we gain some wisdom or some insight into something. For example, if I were to say, "Where there's a will," probably what comes to your mind is, "There's a way." Where there's a will, there's a way. What's a paraprosdokion? Where there's a will, I want to be in it. Let's hear of a couple others. "I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it." "Light travels faster than sound. That is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak." Evening news is where they begin with "good evening" and then proceed to tell you why it isn't. Here's one that I like. "You don't need a parachute to skydive. You only need a parachute to skydive twice." And then finally one with some insight. "Knowledge is knowing A tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. That's an insight. Today, we are given some insight as to this living bread that came down from heaven. And as I encounter this text, I wonder if maybe somehow Jesus has spent too long himself in this bread of life discourse, that suddenly today he seems to have gone off track a bit. Very truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Boy, that almost sounds like dialogue out of a horror movie, doesn't it? A little grisly to take in. Unless we apply some wisdom and insight. I think God is always using creation to give us wisdom and insight into concepts that maybe are hard for us to understand, such as the body and blood of Christ. In biology, there is a relationship that is known as a parasitic relationship. A parasitic relationship involves two entities. One entity is the host, the other entity is the parasite. For example, we have what is called a host fish, a fish that gives life to another kind of fish, a sucker fish. A sucker fish is a parasite. The sucker fish attaches its mouth to the flesh of the host fish. The only way the sucker fish can be nourished is by consuming the flesh and blood of the host fish. Remember when you first encountered a leech? And if a leech got on your skin, what would happen? You feel suction. They are wanting to consume your flesh and blood. It's because they are a parasite. The only way they can live is through the host. So today, at communion, we come to Christ like parasites. It's the same relationship. Jesus is the host. The only way you and I are able to receive eternal life is through consuming the body and blood of Christ, or the word of Christ digested. As I said, we are a church of word and sacrament. But host has another definition as well. A host is also one who invites. And Jesus, the host, invites us to table today. Jesus is always the host, inviting you and I to partake, to taste and see that the Lord is good. And so today, as we encounter this rather grisly text, by applying wisdom, we gain new insight into what living bread is. That God in Christ is always feeding us, nurturing us, and bringing us life. Thanks be to God. Amen.